Good morning. We're continuing with Chayei Adam Klal of Zion Siman Beis, and we're saying like this: Over Afilu B'Meizid B'Lo Hispalo. A person did not daven before 4 hours. Well, Hispalo B'Dalu Chos. He did not daven during the 4 hour period that he was supposed to daven Shacharis. Even if he did that, B'Meizid Yochli Hispalo L'Achatzos. So the lacha is, even though he lost Tefillah B'Zmanoi, he can still daven Shmoneh Esrei until Chatzos. Nearly the Dafka Ad Chatzos. In a case where he was over B'Meizid, so he can daven until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can't daven Shacharis anymore, but there's a lacha called Tashlumen. But a case where a person B'Meizid did not daven in the proper time, there's no halach of tashlumen. Tashlumen is that we can, in the upcoming tefillah, in the subsequent tefillah, which is afterwards, a person can make up for the loss of the prior tefillah. But a person mishachris, he can daven 2 minchas. But that's only in a case where it wasn't B'Meizid. But in this scenario, which he's discussing now, where the person was over B'Meizid, there's no lach of tashlumen in the case where a person was B'Meizid. The definition of mezid is that the person just for no other reason chose not to daven. But as he will say in Siman Gimel, Avim Tor, Shal Yosover Sheyesh Lo Oid Zman Liyispalo, the person made a mistake. He thought there was more time, and all of a sudden he realized that it's too late. Or Shahoya Shikur, the person was intoxicated, so he couldn't daven. Well, he started drinking after the Zman Tefillah. Because he figured he'll drink a little bit and then he'll daven, even though it's inappropriate to do before davening, but that's his thought process. So, since he did plan to daven, and then it turned out he wasn't able to daven because of the circumstances, that's considered an onus. Alpha became mikri onus. He got involved in taking care of preventing a loss of money. Does that nikrim tzarech mitzvah? That's something which is to prevent a person from getting a loss of money. A person would be allowed to take care of that before davening. But once he got involved in that, he ended up taking longer than he expected, and he missed shacharis. You cannot be mevatel it, but what he was doing was something which is not totally inappropriate to do. So that's not called a mezid. So again, a mezid is only an area where the person just chose, for no reason at all, not to daven. So that's considered a mezid, and the person would lose his opportunity for tashlumen. Later on, he regretted what he had done. He cannot make it up in the next tefillah. But nearly that tefillah, how you tore liknus for limkris charosa, which is not an actual loss, but there was an opportunity to buy and sell, calls it your earnest. He didn't have enough time because he was busy with taking care of his needs. You can be mashlim it in the next tefillah. For example, Shalis Pala Arvis, Miss Pala Shachris Taim, he missed Marabi Davin Su Shachris, Lois Pala Shachris, Miss Pala Mincha Bays, Lois Pala Mincha, Miss Pala Arvis Bays. Okay, so we have these scenarios where there's a loch of Tashlumen. Going back to Siman Beis, he says, in a case where it was amazed, you lose that opportunity. I want to clarify one other point. This Zman, which is called Zman Tefillah, which is the first 4 hours of the day, is also relevant for Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, a person can only be used to the mitzvah till a fourth of the day, 3 hours. Whereas Birchas Kriya Shema, a person has another hour. Zman Tefillah includes Birchas Kriya Shema as well. A person should make sure that he finishes Birchas Kriya Shema before this one third of the day, these 4 hours of the day, four hours out of 12, one third of the day. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if a person did not daven with Birchas Kriya Shema within the first, he's not allowed to daven Birchas Kriya Shema after the first 4 hours, unless a case of an oinus.
But if a person just missed it, he does not have a heter to say Birchas Kriyat Shema afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that a person can say Birchas Kriyat Shema afterwards as well, but the Mishmar Pass is not like that. Mishmar Pass is that a person has to complete, so that's the two brachas before Shema, the bracha of Yetzer Or and the bracha of Avarabba, Avasolam, and the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, till Gal Yisrael, that's all part of Birchas Kriyat Shema, that has to be completed before 1/3 of the day has ended. The earliest that gets, according to the opinion of the Gra here in Silver Spring, is slightly after 10 o'clock. So the person should be aware if he davens by one of the later minyanim on Shabbos. So maybe he might end up getting the Birchas Kriyat Shema after that Zman. A person should be careful with that issue. In a case where a person was an oinus and was not able to daven beforehand, he wasn't feeling well or something of that sort, he'd be able to say Birchas Kriyat Shema until Chatzos.